Grocery stores have begun offering special senior shopping hours in an effort to protect our kupuna and limit exposure during this health crisis. But for the seniors shut in who rely on Meals on Wheels for a prepared dinner or lunch, rest assured they will still have that lifeline available to them. Lanikila Meals on Wheels tells us it's taking precautions to keep the service going. We talked to Director Lori Lau about the new protocols in place.
So our Kupuna Wellness Centers are closing for the safety of the participants that we served. We have so many different seniors that come in from all over the place. And while we enjoy having them and while we love sharing, you know, different activities and information and recreation with them, especially with the recommendations of not having any large groups congregating together, just not the right time to have the Kupuna Wellness Centers open.
So what about the Meals on Wheels program? What can you tell us about that?
So we intend to continue to provide the home-delivered meal. We are definitely ramping up our operations, knowing it's going to be such a critical service. In order to protect our volunteers and the participants, we have strengthened and increased the frequency of our sanitation and cleaning program. We've implemented some new protocols to require there be social distancing between the volunteers and the seniors. Now, that doesn't mean that a volunteer cannot assist the senior by either taking the meals inside or to the kitchen. Some of our seniors are not able to pick up our meals or are wheelchair-bound, bed-bound, right, really need additional assistance. But we're practicing the social distancing to make sure that both the participant and the volunteer is safe.
Okay, and are you having any special precautions, gloves, masks for the volunteers?
Yeah, so as part of our strengthened sanitation process, right, we are screening folks to make sure that they stay home if they're sick. We're increasing hand washing, wearing of gloves, sanitizing all of our surfaces. All of those sort of things to try to make sure that we're preventing the spread of any virus.
So how many meals do you prepare a day and prepare and deliver every day?
So each day actually varies because we're in different parts of the island on different days. But we're currently serving something. Our kitchen is currently preparing something like 1,100 to 1,600 meals for us a day.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so as far as anything else that you're instituting just in this time of concern with the COVID-19?
You know, I think we're following the basic guidelines that the CDC and the State of Hawaii Department of Health have put out. You know, we make sure that we're in compliance with all of the recommendations because, again, our participant safety and our volunteer safety are our top priorities. During this time, right, it's really making it clear how important these home-delivered meals are to folks who need them. And so we're doing everything we can to make sure that the service continues and in a responsible, safe way so that we can be there for the people that need us most.
And you are just one of several agencies that provides this service. Is there anything that you're doing, you know, reaching out to other groups, maybe on the neighbor islands?
So we have been in contact with the other Meals on Wheels providers, both on Oahu and the neighbor islands, and we are coordinating our efforts with other emergency preparedness groups and also other senior providers. One thing that we're focused on is producing emergency care packages for our seniors. So this would include things like non-perishables and also household goods like toilet paper, paper towels, that sort of thing. This is just in case there's any disruption to the delivery service to make sure that the seniors would have something during a temporary shutdown.
Okay, so you're also providing some peace of mind.
Yes, definitely wanting to think about, as things change so quickly, if there is any recommendation that businesses shut down, that we have provided these things to our seniors ahead of time so that they'll have something to take care of them during an interim.
Is there anything else that you're doing just to keep that connection going? You know, if seniors, let's say, don't have the programs that maybe they would normally attend, you know, at your centers, and they're literally homebound for the folks that would rather be out but probably shouldn't because of the circumstance here?
Yeah, so we're trying to maintain at least a once-a-week check-in with our folks, especially the individuals that used to attend the Kupuna Wellness Centers. You know, we know that they really are going to miss their friends. They're going to miss the socialization and the connection. So we're trying to maintain that relationship by offering a once-a-week check-in with them just so that we know how they're doing and they get any updates from us, and we can stay in contact with the community.
Okay, so you don't want them to get lonely.
We don't want them to get lonely, and we don't want them to think that we've forgotten them.
Okay, and then I'm just curious, though, with the meals, is it any one particular meal that you provide more than the next? Is it lunch and dinner or breakfast, or how does that all work?
Yeah, so the great thing about our meals is that for many individuals, they'll take a frozen set of meals from us. We do hot deliveries also, but the majority of folks take frozen meals from us. And so in a frozen meal pack, there'll be a variety of meals. We used registered dietitians and local chefs to create the menu. So you're going to see things that are familiar, that are tasty, and that are very popular, like a pork asante, or a hamburger steak, or a shoyu chicken. But all of the meals are USDA compliant. We don't add things like salt or sugar to our meals to make sure that the meals are healthy and nutritious for the individuals that receive them.
Okay, and then all they have to do is just warm them up, huh? That's great.
Yep, and they have the meals whenever they want to eat. So if you're an early bird and you want to take an early lunch, the meals are available. If you're a late night owl and you want to eat later in the day, then they're available. So it's really convenient for the seniors to be able to have the meals when they feel like eating.
And do we have any idea what the need is statewide? Do we have any good numbers?
Well, when we talk about senior hunger in Hawaii, from our national organization, Meals on Wheels America, they talk about hunger in Hawaii being 1 in 6 seniors. And when we talk about projections for Hawaii's population, right, we talk about things like by 2030, 30% of our demographic being seniors. And so certainly there is a large need from this growing, aging senior population, and hunger is going to continue to be an issue in the group.
And then, are you doing okay on volunteers and donations?
So far, we are hanging in there. We certainly couldn't do this without our volunteers. They're an amazing group of individuals and dedicated to helping us day in and day out. At the same time, if people are interested in helping, we're certainly accepting new volunteers. And if people are able to contribute in other ways to help us make sure that we can continue to provide this service, we certainly would appreciate that as well.
That was Lori Lau, Executive Director of the Lanakila Meals on Wheels program, talking about how it is keeping its vital service of providing meals to shut-ins during this health crisis.